Coming up on 44 after the hour now, this is the DJV program. So how many of you think good thoughts when it comes to George W. Bush? I'm talking about the son, not the old man. There is a lot of, you know, we were talking about him earlier on, the fact that he is a good guy, nice fellow to know, you'd like to have a beer with him, but was he a good president? That's what's addressed by Stephen Markoff, who's with us now. Markoff is a successful entrepreneur, had an interest in business since he was a youngster. So what brought you around, Mr. Markoff, to wanting to write a book about George W. Bush?
Well, in 2007, Richard Clark, who is the cyber expert for three presidents, the last being George W. Bush, wrote a book called Against All Enemies. I happened to read the book kind of by happenstance, and I was shocked of what he set forward. And this is a guy who was literally at the table during the George Bush administration, right up to the attack of Iraq in 2003. And I thought, wow, that's a lot of real information.
So you went, did a little more research. Are you a writer by course? I know you've been involved in business, but what is there about writing that turned you on, actually investigating? Or is this a piece based on your own feelings of George W. Bush looking at the history of his presidency?
Well, when I began, I knew really nothing about George W. Bush. I was more involved in business and other social policies, trying to understand things. And this seemed to be a very interesting process to understand it, because there were so many feelings on the right and on the left, and nobody seemed to agree on anything. So I decided to try to really understand what the issues were without regard to politics.
All right. Well, I'm one who has I didn't vote for George Bush either time. I don't usually vote for the winners anyway. But I found myself, I met George Bush when he was running. I thought he was okay. I didn't get excited about meeting him or talking to him because he didn't have much to say. And he continued that when he was in office, I thought. The first thing that tripped me up was when we had the hit September 11th and we went into Iraq. In my mind, that was a horrible mistake. And I guess the question comes in terms of your book as to why we didn't, did you investigate why we, other than the obvious, we didn't go after Al-Qaeda's leader, Osama bin Laden? That's kind of where your book starts, isn't it?
It is. Our government knew well about Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. In fact, in 1999, President Bill Clinton put a $5 million bounty on Osama bin Laden's head, and we had a lot of information that this was a very dangerous organization and a very dangerous man well before George W. Bush became president.
So did he commit a crime, a war crime, going after a state that didn't really have anything to do? I mean, he wanted to get rid of it, would seem, to get rid of Saddam Hussein because his father didn't. There were lots of speeches that were made about what a bad guy, the things about Saddam that were said. And then you look at people talking about Osama bin Laden, nothing. It was like crickets, right?
Well, not exactly. Osama bin Laden and Hussein, they're both bad people. Saddam Hussein caused a lot of problems, although our governments, in fact, including Reagan and Bush's father, H.W., both supported Saddam Hussein. In fact, we sent Iraq dangerous chemicals, dangerous bioproducts, anthrax, West Nile virus, all of these things, and we have records actually from our Commerce Department. They all went through the Commerce Department. So none of these people are angels at all, both dangerous and both killers. The question is, one of the three questions in my book is, why did we go into Iraq? And I make a documented and sourced case that we didn't go in there to protect our country. We went in for other reasons, and I think it's pretty clear we went in for oil. The problem was that Bush told the American people we were going in to save our country. People die in war, and, you know, we could all die in war protecting our country. And my point is that why would you tell parents to send their kids into war for oil without telling them, instead of pretending for something else?
Tell them the truth. Spend a few seconds, because that's what we have left, talking about the comparative you make between Bush and Trump.
Boy, it's a real interesting question. Well, it's very clear that George Bush disregarded all of the intel we had that ended up at 9/11. And it's very clear that Trump even went a step further on the virus. He denied it, said it didn't exist, said it was fake news, and all the time he had the information that this was a very dangerous, toxic virus coming to America.
And very interesting here. Correlation. Where do we buy the book, Mr. Markoff?
Called The Case Against...
Amazon, bookstores.
Amazon has it. The book is The Case Against George W. Bush. And I hope your readers buy it and learn what I've learned in the investigative process.
Stephen Markoff here on the DJV Show, 10 before the hour.